What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its legs and its head?
Turtle.
What would you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Turtle too. They're land turtles and they're water turtles.
Are you familiar with the terms cuda or terrapin?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, are those land creatures or?
I just don't know the difference, actually, because now we have a terrapin plant in Savannah, if you remember at one time where they made terrapin soup and all that sort of thing. You remember it, Bobby?
At Bobby's. Yeah.
Down in Al Hope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Al Hope?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was terrapin. Now, I don't know whether they do both of them. Go in the water and on the land, or whether they stay either permanently one place or the other. I would think both.
Okay. Well, what about the other one?
The cuda. I believe he would be a land turtle.
Have you ever heard people call the land ones gophers? Or does a gopher mean something else to you?
No, I never have heard.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed thing with oars that you use on a lake? Or a
rowboat.
Do you have a special term for a kind of boat that has a square bow, a rowboat?
Now, you're getting out of my category with boats. No, I don't know. Square, that could be a rowboat too, I suppose.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Ticking.
Well,
I guess.
The outside cover.
Oh, pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
To beat the tar out of him. Oh, no, I'm sure that's not done there.
That's fine. This is the kind of thing that we're after. What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
The back part of his leg? Well, he doesn't get down on his legs, huh?
No. What we're interested in finding out is if you have a term... If you use a term like haunches or hunkers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That would be haunches, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't usually use that word, or would you?
Well, I suppose I would if I were describing somebody as getting down like that.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Miser.
Suppose a person is wearing clothes that don't fit him very well, and he's obviously not caring anything about his appearance. You'd say, that person certainly looks...
Slovenly.